It will be into next month before around 100,000 homes and businesses in the country have their electricity restored after damage caused by Storm Éowyn. Around a quarter of a million premises were still without power last night as crews worked to get them connected back up to the grid. ESB Networks says most people will have their power back by Friday, but some will have to wait until next week before it is restored. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people are also still without water because treatment plants need electricity to pump and filter water. Our reporter Carol Coleman has been speaking with people in Carrick and Shannon in County Leitrim about their long wait to have power, water or broadband restored.
We live just on the other side of Elphin, and we've come out to try and get some gas because we're out of gas and we're not likely to get power back until Friday, so we've been told.
Gas for your cooker, is it?
No. Well, just a little camping gas. It's the only way that we can get hot water to make a cup of tea.
I live in Carmarthen, County Leitrim.
And you've been out since when?
Since Thursday night. It's about 3 o'clock, I think it went, so yeah.
How have you managed? And a little one here with you. How old is this little one?
She'll be two now next month. Yeah, it's not been great. She's a little bit sick as well, but yeah, just kind of have to put up with it, I suppose. You don't know choice, really, so.
The phone coverage is the annoying thing. Like, you can kind of do without power for a few days, but when you can't contact people to check in on family or neighbours, then that's tricky.
We live on the outskirts of Coote Hall, and there's just no power there at all, and it's just more difficult for us because we'd have to travel into town, and there was multiple trees broken down. We had to break twigs so we can get past, and then my girlfriend here, she was holding the trees on the side so I can get through. Yeah, it's just very, very bad.
So you've come into town. I see you have your fries there just to get a bit of food.
Yeah, we had to get some food because we have no electricity at home. We can't cook at home, can't make anything. All our food in the fridge has just gone rotten.
We're in Loch Lane in County Roscommon. So, yeah, we've had no power since 3 o'clock Thursday night. Yeah, so we've been left the house every day. The house is freezing. We went to Dublin yesterday, came down here today for breakfast. It's freezing. We've no water then this morning either. We're thinking about maybe staying in a hotel somewhere. It's just, the house is too cold. Can't stay in it. We've two kids and it's perishing. It's freezing and can't cook properly or anything. So, yeah.
Those were some people in Carrick and Shannon in County Leitrim speaking to Carol Coleman. Among those without electricity, water or a phone service since the early hours of Friday morning is Nuala Power, who lives in Ahascra in County Galway. She travelled to nearby Ballinasloe last night to get a phone connection and some supplies, and she spoke to us about her situation.
It was the scariest storm I have ever heard. It took some slates of our garage roof, and it was, we were lucky because other people were hit worse. So we have no electricity, we have no phones, and we have no water in places.
No electricity, no phone, no internet, no water. So
what
have things been like?
So, and I have to come to the local town if I want to make a call, which is Ballinasloe, which is about 20 minutes away from my home.
And have you any idea when you'll get power back in your own home?
No, nobody came to us. Nobody told anything. But we don't have any communication with the outside world, so we don't know what's going on. But we don't know. Someone said it could be the 5th of February before we get it back.
Tell me about the heating situation. Have you any source of heat in your home?
We have an open fire. Luckily, we have an open fire in our sitting room. But that's all we have. We have no other heat in the house. We can't put on the oil because the pump is not working because we have no electricity. So we can't put anything on like that. So, and we can't put on our stove in the kitchen because that won't work either. So all we have is the fire in our sitting room. So that's where we stay.
So that's Nuala Power from East Galway speaking to us last night. We'll get an update from ESB Networks on the situation later in the programme. But let's speak now with Margaret Attridge from Ishka Éireann to find out what the water supply is like. Margaret Attridge, good morning. Thank you for talking to us again this morning.
Good morning, Justin.
How many of your customers are still without water this morning?
This morning, there are approximately 100,000 people without water, and that equates to about 40,000 houses. And we do have a further 118,000 people now that remain in our at-risk category. This is whereby our treatment plants don't have power, so that they're not producing water, but we still have some stores of water in our reservoirs. It's dwindling, but our focus really is to try and get those treatment plants back today before the reservoirs empty.
And the worst affected areas, Margaret, is mainly the northwest and west of the country.
Yeah, it's the west coast from Clare through Galway up to Donegal and then across through Cavan, Monaghan and over to Meath. But really Galway, as you heard from one of your speakers there, is the worst affected county. Today we have about 22,000 people in Galway remaining without water across 12 of our schemes. But we did get power and water producing back in Limna in the Tuam area, East Galway area last night. There was, that scheme supplies 40,000 people. We got that back in production yesterday. It's just going to take a while for that scheme to fill and supply people on the whole area.
And for the other people then who are without a water supply, are you able to tell them when their supply will be back?
Well, over the course of, we are working closely with the ESB to prioritise where we can get power back to our treatment plants and our treatment plants back in production. But we have taken deliveries yesterday of additional generators up to the northwest. We're moving generators now that have become free in the south up there as well. And even today, the Coast Guard, the Irish Coast Guard, are supporting us in flying a generator from Spanish Point out to Inishman, where the people have been without water now for a number of days. So hopefully we'll get them back today. So we are looking to get water back as soon as possible. And really, by the end of the week, most people should have water back.
It seems clear, though, that there weren't enough generators to power those treatment plants. Why did you not have enough generators?
Across the country, we have about 8,000 locations where power is required to operate an element of the treatment plant. So, for example, if you have a water source, you need a pump to pump water out of the river, you need power at the treatment plant, you need power to pump water to our reservoirs, you might need power at pumping stations along the network to pump water over hills. So we have 8,000 power points across the country, and it's not possible to have generators at all of these locations. What we tend to do, we do have generators at our large treatment plants that kick in case of an outages, and you would have seen very little interruptions in our large cities and towns throughout the course of the last week. And in locations like that, exposed areas like the West Coast, the Dingle Peninsula, Mayo, we do keep stocks of generators and we mobilise them to where they're needed in the time of an event. But our problem today just isn't generators. We do have sufficient generators now, and it's just a matter of getting them out to the right location. But not all of the locations are suitable for wiring up generators. That's where we'll be working with the ESB to get power returned to those as quickly as possible.
All right. How many water tankers are currently providing emergency supplies?
We have about 30 tankers located in the areas impacted, and we will be working on that again today and getting tankers out in towns and villages of the areas impacted, and also bottled water supplies.
And if people want to know where where can they find that information out?
Yeah, people can go to our website www.water.ie, and the locations of tankers will be available there on our website. And just for elderly people or vulnerable people who can't get out to a tanker, if they can contact us at our customer care centre, 1800 278 278, and we can bring bottled water to their homes.
Okay, and it is difficult though for people to contact you because many people don't have a phone service as well. So is there anything that can be done for those people?
We will have people active in the communities. Most of our operators live in their local communities. So if they can reach out locally, or contact a family member to contact us. Ask neighbours for help if they need to.
Okay. All right, Margaret. Thank you very much. That's Margaret Attridge from Uisce Éireann.